Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest stars Betty Grable and Harry James. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Ricardo. I'll telegram just a minute, please. Yeah? Go ahead. Well, thank you very much, operator. Thanks. Hi, son.
Here's slippers, Daddy.
Slippers?
Here's your fight.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Do you love me, Daddy?
Of course I love you, son.
How much?
A lot. But I'm still not going to buy you that horse.
You can't work, Mommy!
Oh, darn it. It always works for me. We should have more rehearsal.
Lucy, what a terrible thing to put the child up to. I'm ashamed of you.
Well, you've been so stubborn about buying him a horse, little Ricky and I were desperate. We thought it might work, didn't we, honey?
No.
That's where it went wrong. Negative thinking. Here, I guess you're going to have to ride this a little longer. Why can't he have a horse, honey? One of the reasons we moved to the country was so he could have animals.
That was before I found out how expensive it is living in the country. I can hardly afford people's.
My best friend Billy Thompson has a horse, and little Ricky just loves to ride him. Why can't he have a nice horse like little Billy?
Because he hasn't got a wealthy father like little Billy.
Oh.
Now, honey, we've been over this 1,000 times. Besides, I want to tell you about my surprise.
What?
You know who I'm going to meet at the airport at 5:30?
A flying horse?
No.
Oh.
Betty Grable and Harry James.
Betty Grable and Harry James.
Yeah, I just got this telegram and they accepted the engagement at the club.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
So they're arriving this afternoon to start rehearsals. Fred?
Yeah, Rick?
Listen, I thought you might like to drive to the airport with me. I got to meet the Jameses.
Oh, no, thanks. That's quite a long trip. I'm just sitting here in my union suit just about to take a little snooze.
All right. I just thought you might get a big kick out of meeting Harry James and Betty Grable. I'll see you later, though.
Do Betty and Harry still have horses?
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of horses.
Oh, no. I want to hear one more word about it. Betty Grable, let's go!
You got plenty of time.
But the plane might be early. You know those tailwinds. Come on, Rick.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my clothes. Will you?
Betty Grable, come on.
Isn't that a pitiful sight?
Come on, let's have some coffee, Ethel. Oh, aren't husbands terrible?
Of course. What's yours done now?
It's what he hasn't done. I made another pitch to get little Ricky that horse and got absolutely nowhere.
Well, cheer up, honey. Your old pal Ethel has a solution right here. Listen to this. Enter Corny Crinkle Cereal Contest. Win this beautiful trotting horse absolutely free. One entry per person. Just select a name and send it in with a box top from a package of Corny Crinkles.
Is that all you had in mind, Ethel? I entered that thing a month ago.
Oh. Well, maybe I could enter it, and Fred can enter it.
You already have.
We have? Well, how about Betty Ramsey and Grace Munson and Marion Van Vleck?
I haven't left a friend or neighbor unturned.
Just how many box tops did you send in?
Ha 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 ha
Have you two lost your marbles?
No, but you have. This is a letter from a contest we entered. And from the postmark, it's been on your dresser for 3 days. Why didn't you open it?
Because it looked like a bill.
Oh, well, the main thing is we've won the contest and little Ricky has a horse.
Well, I don't get it. Why was this addressed to me?
Well, each contestant was only allowed one entry, so Lucy signed all of her friends' names, and your entry won.
Oh?
Oh, little Ricky's so excited, he's telephoning all of his friends to tell about his new horse.
His horse? The letter is addressed to a Mr. Fred Mertz. It says the winner is a Mr. Fred Mertz. And I guess you know what my name is.
If you're thinking what I think you are, it's Mr. Fred Skunk.
Tut, tut, tut.
But Fred, the horse belongs to little Ricky. I bought this cereal. I mailed in the entry with a box top. I signed your name to it. How do you figure the horse belongs to you?
Because the letter is registered in my name, Mr. Fred Skunk. Mertz.
I just can't believe you're not giving that horse to little Ricky.
Oh, I'm gonna give it to him.
Well, I should hope so.
If the price is right.
Fred Mertz, this is the worst thing you've ever done in your life. I'm absolutely disgusted with you. Either you give that horse to little Ricky or I'm going to leave you.
Ethel, if you're trying to scare me, you gotta do better than that.
Fred, you can't be serious. You wouldn't do this to your own godson.
Mommy, Mommy!
What, dear?
Can we call Daddy and get him the news?
Well, a little later, dear. Daddy won't be there for about an hour. You run along outside and play.
Mommy?
What?
When is my horse going to get here?
Well, honey, the letter said the horse would be delivered Tuesday. That's today!
Oh, boy! Uncle Fred, I want you to ride my new horse first.
Honey, there's a little problem about the horse.
Yes, sweetie. There's something you have to know about your Uncle Fred. You see...
What's wrong, Uncle Fred? Don't you want to ride my new horse first?
No, pal. You ride him first. After all, he's your horse, you know.
Oh, will you have him call me the minute he gets in the club? Okay, thanks.
Mommy, Mommy, my horse is here, come on!
Your horse is here? Oh, honey, how...
Fred!
Ethel!
Mommy, here he is!
Oh, isn't he a beauty? Well, whoa, hello there!
Thanks, Mommy!
Yes, he's so sweet.
Never saw a horse take to a person so quick.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Can I ride my horse now, Mommy?
Well, gee, I don't know, honey. We don't have a saddle yet. But maybe you could sit on him. Would that be all right?
Sure. He's as gentle as a lamb.
Yeah, he seems.
Come on, young man. I'll give you a leg up.
Hey,
Fred.
Oh, Ethel, look at him. He's beautiful.
Look at him.
Isn't he a beauty?
Oh, but Lucy, he's awfully big.
Gee, he is an awful big horse for such a little boy. Maybe we ought to trade him in for a pony, honey. Oh, but he's so big.
Someday I'll be big, too, and then he'll be just right.
Well, that's true. Okay, honey, I guess we can keep him.
He's a dandy, all right. What's his name?
You know, Fred, Whirling Jet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a very nice name I picked out for him. Hello, Whirling Jet.
I assume you're the lucky Mr. Mertz.
Yeah.
Would you sign this, please?
Sure.
Plan to race the horse, Mr. Mertz?
No. I'm going to give him to my godson to ride.
That's mighty generous of you.
Well, that's how I am. Generous to a fault.
Well, it isn't every man who'll give his godson a horse worth $1,000.
$1,000?
Close your mouth, Fred.
Well, he's such a pretty baby, yes, sir. I just got that.
Lucy, your phone's ringing.
Oh, maybe it's Ricky. Wait till I tell him the news.
Oh, you stay there. You stay right there with little Ricky. I'll be right back.
Don't tell him till I get there, Lucy. Fred, you keep your eye on little Ricky.
Fred! Keep your eye on little Ricky.
Hello?
Oh, hi, honey. They told me you called.
Yeah. Wait till you hear the news.
Yeah?
I just ran in from outside. Wait till I catch my breath.
Look, while you're catching your breath, I got some news for you.
Oh?
Yeah, I've been talking to Harry Game about horses. And he tells me that it costs a fortune to keep one. As a matter of fact, that's the reason that he and Betty are doing club days, to help pay for the upkeep of all the racehorses that Betty's talking to buy him.
So you better withdraw from that contest.
Harry James told Ricky that it costs a fortune to keep a horse, and now he wants me to withdraw from the contest.
Withdraw? You just won!
Shh! I can't tell him that now.
Lucy, are you there?
Yeah?
Well, what was the news that you wanted to tell me?
Look, I'm too busy to stand here and listen to you breathe. You better tell me your news when I get home.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, dear, bye. That Harry James. Why doesn't he save his breath to blow his bugle?
Well, what are you gonna do, honey? Give up the horse?
And break my son's little heart? I am not.
It's either his little heart or your little neck.
Well, don't worry. Ricky isn't coming home till late. I got plenty of time to think of a way to keep that horse.
Well, if I know Ricky, you're gonna need plenty of time.
I know. Now, let's see.
Lucy, where are you?
I'm out in the kitchen, Fred.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Have you got any clothesline?
Has Whirling Jet broken that rope again?
No, but he's chewing on it.
Well, I'll look.
Have you decided what to do with that horse yet?
No, but I'm working on it.
Well, you better work fast. If Ricky finds that nag around here, there's going to be the biggest Cuban explosion since the battleship Maine blew up.
Oh, relax, Fred. Ricky won't be home for hours. All you got to do is keep that horse tied up. You've let him get away twice already.
Well, it's not my fault if he chews through the rope. He keeps coming over here because he wants to be near you.
And it's not my fault if the horse happens to like me. Here. Now, why don't you just stay out there with him and don't let him chew it anymore?
Ain't this dandy, at my age. Nursemaid to a lovesick horse.
All right, Fred, come on, come on, come on. Just stay out there and everything will be all right. Just watch it. For
corn's sake.
Whirling Jet, you have got to quit following me around. Is that clear? Fred, he understands me.
Well, that's more than I can do.
Look, I'm very fond of you. You know that, don't you? Well, we just can't have you wandering in and out of the house like this. Now, Fred's going to take you out and tie you up again, and you're going to stay in that garage like a good boy, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Now, you've got to learn to behave. I got enough problems trying to explain you to Ricky. I think I'll take you out there myself this time.
Lucy?
What? Ricky's home. He's turning in the driveway.
He's not supposed to be here now.
Neither is he. My goodness, I gotta get him out of here. Come on, boy.
Lucy, you can't take him out there. Ricky'll see him when he puts the car in the garage.
Well, I gotta put him somewhere. Fred, you go out to the car and stall Ricky. We'll take the horse over to the Ramseys. We can't let Ricky see him.
Okay.
Come on, boy.
Hey, I got an idea. If he does see us, we can say it's Ralph and Betty Ramsey on their way to a costume party. You know, Ralph's in the front and Betty's in,
Ethel, leave the thinking to me and go open the door.
I couldn't stall him. He's on his way in.
Well, bolt the door.
What's going on here?
gone around to the front door.
Lock the door. Lock the door. Come on, boy. You gotta go in the den. Come on, boy. Hurry up. Hurry up there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you stay right here until I come and get you.
That's Ricky, all right. Come on, open up! Open up!
Just a minute, dear. Oh, hello, dear.
What's going on here? Why are all the doors locked?
Well, we didn't expect you this early. We thought you were a prowler.
Fred, you saw me get out of the car. Did you think I was a prowler?
Why,
Ethel? Did you think I was a prowler?
Well?
What are you doing?
Well, now that I see you up close, you do look like a prowler.
What's the matter?
You told me never to open the door to strangers, and I didn't expect you home until late tonight.
Oh?
What are you doing home so early anyway?
Well, there was a mix-up at the club. They started to redecorate today, so we got to rehearse here.
Rehearse here?
Yeah. Boys are on the train. The Javesons were driving out. They were right behind me, but I lost them in the parkway. They should be here any minute.
Any minute?
Yeah.
Let's go, Fred. We'll just be in the way.
No, don't go. I like you in the way. Where are you going, dear?
I'll get the drum out of the den.
I'll get it. Honey, since the Jameses are driving out, and since they've never been here before, don't you think you ought to go out and stand in the driveway so they won't miss the house?
They'll find it all right.
Well, now I'm not too sure. You said yourself that they got lost on the parkway. He may play a great trumpet, and she may have gorgeous legs, but apparently they're not too bright.
What's that? Sounded like a horse.
A horse?
That was me.
That's right, Rick. Ethel's been eating like a horse for so long, she's commencing to sound like one.
You know, with the new show at all, I think I've been working too hard. But maybe I should go outside and get some fresh air.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, dear. Yeah, get some fresh air. You'll feel better. Come on, Ethel, we gotta get Whirling Jed out of the den.
Wouldn't it be simpler to get Rick's drum out?
No, with them rehearsing here, there'll be people in and out of the den all evening. How are we gonna get him out of the house?
We could take him through the Dutch door.
That's no good. Ricky can see that door from the driveway.
How about taking him through the kitchen and out the back door?
That door's too narrow. He'd never get through it.
That's right. Ethel can barely make it.
Oh.
There's just no way to get him out of here.
You mean we gotta keep that horse in the house?
We have no choice. Fred, you go out and talk to Ricky, and you keep him out there. Don't let him come back in here until we figure out what to do with that horse.
Okay, but hurry up.
Yeah, we will. You keep him out there now.
All right.
Ethel, come on. Well, don't just sit there. We gotta hide you. Ethel, where are we gonna put him? Never mind. I know. We'll put him in the guest room.
The guest room?
Yes, the guest room. It's the only place where people won't go. Besides, he is kind of a guest, aren't you? Come on.
But Lucy!
What?
The guest room is upstairs.
No kidding. Ethel, this is no time to quibble over petty details. Now, come on and help me. Come on, Whirling Jet. Come on, boy. Come on. Up. Up. Here we go. Up. Up. Up! Ethel, will you get behind him and push?
What are you doing? I'm not getting behind him and getting kicked.
He won't kick you. You know how he feels about me, and any friend of mine is a friend of his.
Yeah, but from back here, he can't tell a friend from an enemy.
You get behind turn him and push. Come on, Whirling Jet. Please, boy. Come on, you're just going to love the guest room. It's got a television set. You can see my friend Flicka. Come on, boy. Go, Whirling Jet.
Look
like we're doing. We're taking the horse up to the guest room.
I was a fool to ask. Stupid, idiotic.
Oh, shut up and push.
That won't work.
Well, you lived on a farm. What did you do in a case like this?
Well, sir, the problem never came up. We kept our horses in the parlor.
Will you stop yapping and push?
You see a horse in the stairs?
I don't see anything.
What horse? What stairs?
Looks like a horse. Looks like a horse. That is a horse! What's a horse doing in our house?
What house?
Lucy, I want you and the horse to come down here and explain yourselves.
Is it all right if he speaks for both of us?
Lucy!
Oh, back up, boy. When he uses that tone, he means it. Yoo-hoo!
You met Fred.
Hello.
This is Ethel Merce, his wife.
How do you
the
do?
The Jameses.
Hi, Ethel.
And this is, never mind. That's my wife, Lucy, up there.
Hello. Hello. My, we've certainly heard a lot about you.
And apparently it's all true.
Listen, don't you think that in this bar here with the rhythm takes always a good spot for you with the trumpet? But
it's very good.
I live in there?
Yeah. And over here in the small part, too.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, hi, honey. Is Betty ready?
She'll be down in a minute.
Good.
Ricky, I'm going to give you one last chance. Will you please let us keep Whirling Jet?
Well, I give you one last answer. No.
I think it's just terrible making us sell him. Betty Grable thinks we should keep him.
If Betty Grable had her way, we'd have bought every horse in the world. And we almost have.
Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Where's Betty? Has she done her number yet?
She's getting ready. She'll be down in a minute. What are you doing?
He's cleaned his glasses since he looked for a loophole in our marriage license.
I want to get a good gander at those gorgeous Grable gams.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Fred, legs are legs.
Betty Grable's legs are legs. Your legs are something else again.
What do you mean? What's the matter with these?
Nothing, only you got them on upside down.
Fred.
Come on, Ethel. Let's go break the news to Whirling Jet and tell him goodbye.
I'm ready.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, kids.
kids. Come on, now. This is the only dress rehearsal we're going to have. We're not going to be able to get in the club till tomorrow night. Now, do a good job. Okay, Rick.
Okay.
All right, kids, let's take it from the top. Ready, fellas? Here we go. And...
in my diary.
Hey, Harry. Gee, that was just great in the trumpet. That lip part with the rhythm section is great.
Well, thank you, Ricky. Say, who wrote that tune to be on?
Arthur Hamilton.
Oh, it's wonderful.
How was that for you, Jack?
That's fine. I hope it goes like that tomorrow night.
Good. Oh, hi, honey.
I just kissed Whirling Jack goodbye, and you may not believe this, but there were tears in his eyes. I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, honey, I don't feel too good about it either, but I can't figure a way to keep that horse.
Hey, I just thought of a way.
How?
The trotters are running now at Roosevelt Raceway. How about entering him into a harness race? Then if he wins the purse money, he'll take care of his feed for the rest of his life.
Yeah!
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, that's not very practical.
Why not?
Well, to begin with, we don't know if the horse is a good trotter or not. Then if he loses, Ricky will be out the entry fee.
Yeah.
And he'll also have to pay for the training and the driver and the horseshoe and the
feed bill. Enough. That's enough.
No. It was a good try, honey, but it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
But Ricky.
Nothing doing, honey. Now, you just get off this horse, Capers.
Oh.
Listen, how was that rhythm for you, honey? Was it too fast?
Fine, yes.
Just about right?
What is that thing, that round thing that makes
Betty, it? Betty, would you like to have some coffee with me in the kitchen?
Yeah. No, thanks. Not right now.
I just made some. They're real fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'd love some. Thank you.
It's got that spring inside and they pull.
Listen, there's something I want to know, Ethel. Ethel? Oh, I'm sorry. I usually cook up my schemes with Ethel.
Oh.
Listen, Betty. Is there any reason we couldn't enter that horse in a trotting race ourselves without telling Ricky and Harry?
Of course there isn't.
All right, you know a lot of people at the track. Will you help me?
I sure will. I'm never too busy to put one over on a couple of husbands.
Good. Now, how do you enter a horse in a race?
Well, it's going to take some money.
Oh.
You see, there's the entry fee, then you have to pay the driver, and then there's the feed bill. Oh, we're going to have a trailer to take the horse to the track.
Oh.
We're going to need around $300.
Oh, well, I don't know where I get that kind of money.
I can lend you $100. Betty, you're just what I've been looking for. And Ethel Mertz with money.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But we're still short $200.
Gee, where are we going to get the rest of that money?
Say, how about your friend Fred Mertz?
Fred Mertz!
But you told me he was the legal owner of the horse.
Well, he's also the legal owner of every dollar he ever made.
Oh. You don't think he'd be willing to?
No, not a chance.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Fred.
I wonder if you'd autograph this picture for me.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Do you mind? I'll just use your big, strong back.
Do I mind?
Oh, by the way, Lucy and I have a little scheme, and we need your help with it, Freddy boy.
Anything you say, Betsy girl.
Well, we just thought we might enter Whirling Jet in a trotting race without telling that mean old Harry and Ricky about it.
No kidding.
And since you're the legal owner of the horse, we're going to need your permission.
Well, you have it, my dear.
Oh, you're a real sweetheart. One more thing. Lucy and I are a little short of the amount we need to enter the horse. So could you chip in with a little old measly $200?
$150, $200.
Thank you.
Now, are you sure that's enough?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's nothing. And remember, if you need any more, just call on Fredzy Boy. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got it.
Betty, I gotta hand it to you. There's just one other person that ever got that much money out of Fred, and he used a mask and a gun.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Betty.
Well, have you seen your horse yet?
No, not yet.
Gee, he ought to be on the track by now.
He probably doesn't like getting up at this early hour any more than I do.
Oh.
Here he comes. That's Whirling Jet, all right. Gee, he isn't running very fast.
No, he isn't even walking very fast.
Good morning, Mrs. James.
Oh, hi, George. I'd like you to know Mrs. Ricardo. She owns Whirling Jet.
How do you do?
Howdy.
And this is Mrs. Mertz.
Hello.
Howdy.
Well, how's he doing?
Not so good, Mrs. James.
Well, what's the matter, sweetheart?
Say, he sure cottons to you. You must be the one he's been looking for.
What do you mean?
Well, every time I try to drive him past the stands, he stops and looks like he's searching for a long-lost friend. If it was up to me, I'd scratch him.
Scratch him? Is he itchy?
You have to scratch him, George. That means take him out of the race.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ricardo, but I can't get him to do anything for me.
Well, then maybe we'll have to get somebody else.
Not a driver on the track would want to race this horse.
But, George, what am I going to do?
Look, Mrs. Ricardo, I'll drive him back to the stable. You decide what to do and let me know.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Whirling Jet.
Now Ricky will sell him for sure.
Oh, what a shame that horse had to get a crush on you.
Yeah, what rotten luck. Whirling Jet, why don't you forget about me and start going steady with a cute lady horse?
Come on, Whirling Jet, let's get going. Mrs. Ricardo, now that he's seen you, I can't get him to move at all. Would you mind driving him back to the stable?
Well, okay. But you'll have to tell me what to do.
Just walk around back and get on.
Well, okay. Now what?
Better turn around.
Oh. What happened to the floor?
Donkeys don't have floors.
No kidding. What do you do with your feet? Just let them dangle?
Put them up here in these things.
Up there?
That's right. I'll take hold of the reins.
Like this?
That's right. There, you're all set. Now, how do you feel?
Like a human slingshot.
Honey, you look great.
Oh, thanks. Well, what do we do now?
Just take the whip. Just tap him lightly. He'll walk to the barn. I'll go along with you.
Okay. Bye.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, see, be careful!
Pull him up! Pull him up!
Hey, that little horse is really traveling.
He sure is.
Darn, he sure wouldn't run like that for me.
Whoa! 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 Lucy, are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay, but this horse is nutty as a fruitcake. I couldn't even get him to look at the stables.
Well, don't worry about that. You've got a potential champion on your hands. Right, George?
That's right.
What?
Well, that is, if he'd trot like that for a driver, which he won't.
Gee, that's right.
Shame you can't drive him in the race this afternoon.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, I'd better report to the track steward that we're scratching him.
Thanks, George.
Oh, dear. Betty, go tell George not to scratch Whirling Jet.
But why? You're the only one that can handle him.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, come now, Lucy. You can't be thinking of...
Why not? They have lady drivers, don't they?
I guess so.
Oh, Lucy. Listen, Ethel, as long as we've gone this far, why not go whole horse?
Well, I don't care. I still don't think you ought to go through with it.
Oh, why not? Her first time in a sulky this morning, she practically set a new world's record.
Yeah, and think how much better I'll be this afternoon, now that I'm experienced.
Well,
Ethel, how are we going to keep Fred from seeing the race? We can't let him know that I'm driving his $200 investment.
The simplest thing would be to tell him you're driving and he'll faint. When he comes to, the race will be over.
Ethel, we gotta think of a way to keep him from going to the track. Come in.
Well, good morning.
Hello, Fred.
How was the Mertz Racing Stable this morning?
Fine, Fred.
I wish I'd have been there, but I was busy picking out my racing silks.
Oh, good grief.
Fred, we were just thinking, maybe you shouldn't go to the track this afternoon.
No, maybe you shouldn't go.
What do you mean? Why, it's all settled. I've invited Harry and Ricky to join us in my private box.
Harry? Ricky? Private box?
What
What's the matter with you dames?
Well, why did you tell them our secret?
I didn't tell them what we're going to do. I just invited them to go. And when they see Whirling Jet in the race, it'll be a big surprise.
You can say that again. Where are you going?
I'm off to the Roosevelt Raceway to have a stirrup cup with my fellow horse owners. Tally-ho.
Racing silks in a private box. The first time in his life he ever spent any money, and it's got to be now.
Oh, gee, that's a shame, Lucy. Looks like he'll just have to forget about the whole thing.
You're new around here, aren't you?
How can she go through with it with our husbands at the track?
I don't know, but look at that face.
Wonder what's keeping Lucy. I thought you said you were only going to get a hot dog.
Well, they serve those Coney Island Red Hots here. You know, those long ones. Takes a long time to eat them.
Well, she's already missed the third and fourth race.
It looks like she's going to miss the fifth.
I don't think she'll miss this one. Do you, Ethel?
No, sir. She won't miss this one.
Well, I sure hope she doesn't. I got a feeling it's going to be a humdinger.
Look, Daddy. Number 8 looks just like my horse.
Yeah, well, a lot of horses look alike, you know. You know, you're right. It does look a little like Whirling Jet.
It looks a lot like Whirling Jet.
Yeah.
Well, that's a surprise I told you about, Rick. It is Whirling Jet.
What? What is he doing in this race?
Well, don't you see? When he wins the race, he'll make money enough so that little Rick can have him.
But who paid the entry fee?
Get ready for your second surprise.
Right?
Yep. After all, there's a lot of sporting blood in these veins.
Well, now I know where Lucy went.
You do?
Yeah, down to the paddock to see the horse.
Yes, sir. That's where she went, all right, down to the paddock to see the horse.
Yeah, I hope Lucy can find a good seat down there so she can see the race.
Don't worry, she will.
The trotters are out the gate.
Over here. Who are you looking for? Whirling Jet, listen to me. Don't you know me?
What?
Oh, of course you don't. Look, look, here I am. Here I am.
There I am, honey.
That's enough of that. We gotta win this race. Come on, boy, let's go.
Thank you.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. In the fifth race, Whirling Jet has set a new world's record. Just a minute, please. A new world record for infraction of rules. The horse has been disqualified on 32 different counts.
Think, but you can't do that. We won.
Yeah, we won.
We won.
Can't do a thing like that.
Wait a minute now.
We won.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, we won.
Now, just a minute, you two. Take it easy.
You take it easy. I'm like 200 bucks.
Hey, Ricky, why don't you keep on racing him? You'll make a fortune with him.
But the only one he'll run for is Lucy.
Will you drive him, Mommy?
Oh, yes, honey. If that's the only way we can afford Whirling Jet, I'll try. All Mama has to do is learn how to keep her wheels on.
Never mind. You just driven your last race.
I sure had to give him up.
So do I.
I know when I'm licked. We'll keep him.
Oh, honey, you're wonderful.
Thanks, Daddy.
I don't know how we're going to manage, but we'll manage somehow.
Sure we will.
How about my 200 bucks?
All right, Fred, I'll pay you for it. Well, at least we'll have something to ride on the way to the poorhouse.